Live from the Tam Talk Studios, it's the best in British.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Best in British. How are you doing today? Thanks for tuning in to the Tantalk Radio Network. We're here for the next hour or so, or thereabouts anyway. Good afternoon. My name's the Duke, and we have, of course, as always, British Bob. Sadly, no Candice today. She's doing other things, but if she's around, say hello to Candice.
And welcome to our friends in Britain as you simulcast with us over the internet. Millions of listeners there, we understand.
Is that right? Millions?
Apparently.
Could be.
Just go back to the swan thing, the swan that died, by the way.
Yeah,
got the flu
in Fife.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's got the flu.
Well, no, it's bird flu, isn't it?
Yeah, bird flu.
Virus.
Yeah.
The thing about the swan, of course, that it is actually the royal bird, right? And being a British show, we must acknowledge that.
Talking of royal birds, what about this thing with then Camilla?
All right, trout face, you mean?
Horsey face.
Yeah, I can't believe it's the year that it's passed by, but they've gone to have a honeymoon. Now, a honeymoon, their idea of a honeymoon is he'll be riding his horse. Right.
Yeah, okay, go on.
And he'll be fishing, right?
And she'll be going...
yeah, that's right. If you want to see the official wedding photograph, go down to the Cricketers Pub. Before you get to our loo area, on the left-hand side, you'll note that Charles is mounting his horse. And the absolute likeness of that horse is so much like Camilla.
It's uncanny.
Unbelievable.
Many people think it actually is Camilla.
Yeah. What's her regal title? Is it a Duchess of something or other?
Yeah, of Cornwall.
Duchess of Cornwall. Yeah. And the reason for that, of course, is that Prince Charles has always been the Duke of Cornwall. Right?
You know, you got all that money.
Hereditary title.
You got all that money. You got, you know, endless power. And you go and marry a handbag, a wrinkled old handbag, you know, or purse, what do you call it over here?
Well, don't forget, their relationship started when they were kids, and the families were fairly close in some form or other. And... Yeah, hunting, fishing, shooting is what they both like to do. But I really cannot see. I bet you any money in this so-called honeymoon, second honeymoon or first anniversary, I bet you any money, I'd stake everything on this, that they're in separate beds.
Yeah.
In actual fact, separate rooms, actually.
Yeah, I don't doubt you're right.
A lot of the royals do.
You only got to look at the photograph in the restaurant, don't you?
Yeah.
You know? You can see that.
The Queen has a separate room.
Imagine waking up to that. Oh, dear.
Well, especially with the curlers in.
Yeah. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in today. It is the Tantalk Radio Network and the Best in British. And the whole show is sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. It's time to go our first piece of music today, which, as always, is British stuff. And it's actually a song, in fact, all songs today are picked from the top 100 all-time best-selling songs throughout the world. And here's the first one today.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter. Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, really matters.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Hey, how are you doing today? It's the Best in British, Bob here, or the Duke as he's normally called, and of course British Bob. We're on the Tantalk Radio Network. Good afternoon, thanks for being with us today. We're live and bright, and of course, what can you say? Nice weather, and just a beautiful, beautiful place to be, yeah?
I'm just reminded we had a great 80s night on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Big Ed, are you listening? Big Ed, of course, is our studio director. I just want to make a comment to you. Big Ed?
He's listening. He's just putting his headphones on.
Get your headphones on. Big Ed, we had a great 80s night, okay, on Friday. And I, Jim, I got a slight promotion.
Do I what?
I got a slight promotion at work.
You got a lot of slight things, but go ahead.
I was allowed to fiddle with one of the switches on the on the jukebox setup.
The jukebox.
So what are you telling me? Cricketers burned down to the ground last night, or what?
No, but the thing is, I was only allowed to touch the volume, right? Apparently it was called the maximum volume. In other words, the master volume, that's the word.
What did he blow, Bob? What did he blow, Duke?
All I had to do is turn the sound off, right? Uh-huh. Anyway, this weekend I'm going to be hopefully being trained into do the treble and the bass. switches.
Jeez. I'm going to leave the mid till next week.
And beyond there, I don't know. I mean,
you think two knobs you can handle it? No, we won't even. We should be.
Do they still keep the sharp objects away from you?
He's not coming.
There's corks on all the forks, and the knives are securely locked in the drawer.
I'm really interested, actually, to actually start spinning these discs. Actually,
you are. You fancy yourself as a joysticky.
A joysticky. Yeah. Actually, I could do the talking if someone puts the records on.
You could?
Yeah. I'm probably not very good at selecting the music.
This is the BBC. Here's a record from 1967.
Anyway, it was a grand night, Big Ed. Grand night. Okay.
It were a grand night, it really were. Well, hopefully we're going to get E-Bob. What am I saying?
Grumpy Gordon should be calling in from Orlando.
Is he on the phone? No. Is he on the phone? He is.
There we go.
See, I'm the last person to know that anything's going on here. How you doing, Grumpy? Wake up!
Hey!
Oh.
Hello?
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to make you shock you into passing gas.
What?
How you doing?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, then.
How are you doing?
I don't know.
Do you have a good weekend?
Have a good weekend.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, you keep that to yourself.
So what did you get up to then over the last week? Anything exciting?
No. Well,
pretty well the same as normal.
They rolled me to a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried to get me up there to... sing.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
No.
How about your little buddy there?
Oh, British Bob. Oh, he is the king of karaoke.
Good day, Gordon. This is the old geezer. How are you doing?
Hello.
I could do karaoke. Do you, Rod Stewart, particularly? What do you do?
Do you have your teeth in?
No, I haven't got them in yet. No.
I can tell.
He's got one tooth in. That's his own.
That's part of my character, though, Gordon.
Rough and toothless.
Is it the same as the one hair on my head?
Yeah, there's two things that British Bob does not have, and that would be a singing voice or dental records.
Big Ed, who's the comic here now?
Well, that was a real knee slapper. Who said that?
That's our controller man, Mr. Ed.
I tell you what, Gordon.
I thought that was a horse.
Gordon, I wouldn't swap my problems for yours at any time, all right?
I don't have no problem.
At least I don't go around in a wheelchair on crutches.
I told you I don't need one. I'm just lazy.
Yeah, you get around in your Mustang, don't you?
You're darn tootin'.
You're darn tootin'.
Speaking of tootin'.
Oh, dear.
I gotta wheel myself out of here. I'm gonna make myself throw up.
All right, you better wheel yourself quick while this sounds like it. We'll catch up with you next week.
What died around here?
All right, Gordon, we'll see you next week, all right?
It sounds like I ran over a skunk that ate another one.
No! All right, we'll see you next week, all right? He's gone. What I don't understand, you know, Munches is a likable guy. Why doesn't he get rid of all this gas before he comes on air? I don't know.
Well, I think he has a problem continually, actually.
He
has a full-time caregiver, Bertha, and she looks after him, obviously.
I bet she walks around with one of these gas masks on, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go with the next sound today on The Best in British. Another great sound. In fact, a Liverpudlian. And this one's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
All right, we're here, we're live, we're back, and it's the Best in British, as she says. And, of course, don't forget, this Friday evening at the Cricketers, that's on the corner of Curlew at Alton at 19, the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant will be holding their weekly 80s night, and that starts on Friday around 9 p.m, where you can get 80-cent shooters and 80-cent drafts. We'll be talking more about that after the break, but just to remind you, 80s night is a great night down at the Cricketers. 80-cent shooters, 80-cent drafts, it's a crazy night.
And 80-cent music.
80-cent music. Well, that's pretty well. I do the music, so you're about right, Bob.
80s music, which is really classic, actually.
Yeah, including Frankie Goes to Hollywood with that Relax.
And you mentioned actually earlier that of the top 100 of the world of records,
best-selling songs. That is another one of
them. And did you say there was four Brits?
There's five songs in the top 100
which are British.
We're British, yeah.
And we noticed that two of them, or three of them, are from people from Liverpool.
Yeah,
we've got John Lennon coming up, and we've got the Beatles, and of course, Holly Goes to.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, even.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Well,
yeah.
Holly could go to Hollywood if you want, so I guess.
Well, that's a classic, isn't it?
It is.
Half the top ten. No,
a British.
Yeah. A British.
Yeah.
And half of those have come from Liverpool. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Mm.
All right. This is an analogy of life, Bob. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
What happens if a fly falls into a cup of coffee?
It swims.
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry. There's more.
An Englishman, if he had a cup of coffee with a fly in it, he'd just throw the cup away and just walk off, okay? If an American had a fly in his coffee, he'd take the insect out and drink the coffee and not worry about it. If a Chinese man had a coffee with fly in it, he'd eat the insect and throw the coffee away. If a Japanese guy had a coffee with a fly in it, he'd drink the coffee with the insect since it's a free bonus. An Israeli would sell the coffee to an American and the insect to a Chinese and get himself a new cup of coffee.
Oh, clever Steve.
You see, clever entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
And finally, a Palestinian, he would accuse the Israeli of throwing the insect into his coffee, relates the issue to violence, asks the UN for aid, takes a loan from the EU to buy another cup of coffee, and uses the money for terror.
There we go.
There's my analogy on life.
Well, that's interesting that people have different attitudes. It's funny that you should sort of pick on the fact that we look at different things in different ways, you know.
Indeed, indeed. You listen to The Best in British. We're live here from the Tantalk Radio studios, and news will be up in a minute, or sport news will be up in about 4 minutes or 3 minutes' time, actually, and we'll be talking about sport from the UK. What else is going on today, Bob? We've got lots of things to talk about at the restaurant, of course, with our specials with food and our daily lunch specials, which we have now.
Right. Actually, Parker's coming over, and it's a nice bright day today, so he's got the open-top rolls, actually, so we go home in luxury.
That'll be nice.
Right. Well, we came
down. Came in the tandem.
Yeah, actually, we came down by bus. You never believe
bus.
We came down by bus.
I was trying to glorify it by saying we came on a tandem, and you say we came on the bus. Yeah, you've ruined the illusion now.
All right. Well, does anyone know what a tandem is, though? A bicycle made for two.
Oh, don't start.
Daisy, Daisy. Can you imagine what I'm like when I've had a few Smithicks?
Doing your karaoke, yeah.
Yeah, or Bass Ales at the pub.
What was this thing about Rod Stewart? You said you did?
I do, but one of my favourites
is... Do you think I'm sexy with my one tooth and my one hair?
I do. Do you think I'm sexy? My favourite is Tonight's the Night, but I have to sing it to a girl.
Tonight's the Night? Yeah, what do you do, put a bag of it? Oh, dear. You do it in darkness so people can't see when you go, it's Tonight's the Night, baby.
Who said that?
Who said that?
No, the only other topical news at the moment is, of course, we've got the revocation of the Independence Act coming up, actually.
Yeah, and, more about that, because we dealt with it a couple of weeks ago, and we've not really talked about it last week. But
well, just a little snippet. It's actually going to take place at the beginning of May, so we've got about just less than 3 weeks now.
This is all down with Condoleezza Rice going to the UK and Jack Straw and the Prime Minister and all the rest of it.
Okay. I mean, what
actually is going to happen?
Well, behind the scenes, we've seen a lot of people moving back and forth. We've seen the ambassador for whatever going over to London last week, and Her Majesty's on a trip as well. Is that she's reclaiming the United States back to the British Empire.
So the whole of the United States is going to be now back into the ownership of the UK.
Yeah, that's right. And indeed, there will be some back taxes to pay from 1776, apparently. Yes. But that's yet to be discussed how that's going to work out. But one of the great things as well, and this is really wonderful, is that she's insisted that all major intersections on the US 19 should have a roundabout. That will keep the traffic moving. So you have to get used to going round in circles. It's a simple
Are we going to teach them how to use these, what do you call them, not indicators, what are they called?
Trafficators.
Trafficators. Is that the term? It's fallen asleep. All right, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We're on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's time for our spot.
This is the Best in British Sport Report, a review of Britain's sports stories. And here is your host, the Duke.
I'll tell you what, there's not many today. A bit of football and a bit of cricket, that's your lot. Wayne Rooney scored the sensational opener, then set up Park Ji-jung, Park Ji-sung, that's right, for a second, as Manchester United's title, a bandwagon, flattened Arsenal in a 2-0 win at Old Trafford. Also in football... 10-man team Chelsea have delivered a defiant message to Manchester United and moved a giant step closer to lifting their second successive Barclays Premiership title with a sensational performance against the woeful West Ham. Oh dear. And a little bit in cricket, there was serious crowd trouble. Now you can't imagine there is ever going to be serious crowd trouble at cricket.
Absolutely not. You usually get one solitary gentleman sat in the stands eating a sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Some old geezer with his flat cap on and his scarf watching. But apparently at the fifth one-day international between India and England, the whole game had to be abandoned due to crowd trouble. Oh dear, dear, dear.
We shouldn't really be mocking cricket because, after all, cricketers is named after the game cricket.
And cricketers then? Are they the things that cricketers wear?
Cricketers must be some sort of cricket buccaneers, I think.
I don't know what they are. Maybe they're the little sponsors or the, you know, I don't know.
I know. But we really should actually have a little cricket ground somewhere outside, you know, just practice batting.
So that people understand what cricket's all about.
Rules of cricket, yeah.
And the rules of cricket and how to play, yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's go on with the soccer results for the weekend from the Barclays Premiership. Aston Villa 0, West Brom 0, Chelsea 4, West Ham 1, Liverpool 1, Bolton 0, Manchester United 2, Arsenal 0, Middlesbrough 1, Newcastle 2, Charlton 0, Everton 0. I'm sounding like the BBC. Portsmouth 2, Blackburn 2. Maybe I should do it in accent.
In the accent of.
Tottenham 2, Manchester United 1.
Very good.
Or
Liverpool.
Wigan 1, Birmingham 1.
just give me a sheet for 1 minute.
You gotta, well, the only thing we've got to do is the Coca-Cola League. So if you want to do right. The Coca-Cola League, try your accents in Welsh or something, or Mancunian.
Right, the way they do it in Britain, right?
Here we go. Ed's falling asleep again. Quick.
What you have to do is you have to look at the intonation of the score to see whether they've won or lost. Right, the Coca-Cola Football League Championship: Brighton 0, Southampton 2, Burnley 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0.
I'm sure
Cardiff 2, Reading 5.
One of our three listeners.
Crewe 2, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Derby 1, Millwall 0.
Let me simplify this.
Stoke 4.
Let me simplify this. Bob, who wanted kickball yesterday?
What's kickball?
We call that kickball over here.
You mean our football?
Yes, that's kickball.
Yeah, you get some revelation.
So what is football here then? That's where you hold the ball and that's you don't right. kick it. Yeah.
Oh, we do kick it.
Well, only if you have to.
It's shaped like a foot. Yours is a round ball. We call that kickball. We play that in elementary school.
Hang on. A football is round. A football that you use is a rugby ball. You know, these kind of like lemon-shaped things?
Oval. No, that ball there was run over by a truck a couple of times. It's not even. I mean, is there actually any shape to that ball?
Let's just move on with the show. Right.
And the paramount thing, Big Ed, is that the best players of football or soccer, as you want to call it, or kickball in America, are actually women, girls. They play far better than men over here.
Let's not get into girls, shall we? Let's play the music, Ed. Yeah, the music.
We want music.
Because we forgot something.
We got to play the intro for the, yes. How about the stuff, you know, for the, talking about the cricketers? About time then. Come on, snap to it. You think you'd know by now, wouldn't you? All right, Bobby, your turn, mate.
Okay, a cracking week, of course. Don't forget, next weekend is Easter. We've got Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Easter Monday. Lots of things happening over the weekend in music, of course. We've got our usual Saturday night crowd with our blues and jazz and some bluegrass. And backtrack again, Friday, we've got the 80s night with 80s music. And on Thursday, we have John and his guitar playing from 5:30.
John and his guitar. Is that John Lennon? And his guitar,
yeah, John Lennon, yeah.
Hello, John. How are you doing today?
How are you doing? So, John, you do a great job. Give us a call if you can. He does a lot of British stuff, certainly a lot of Beatles stuff as well.
He's a good
And
lad.
He's playing from 5:30 to 8:30, followed on by Ladies' Night on where all the ladies drink for one... No, half price. They drink for half price, and that runs all the way through from 8:30 until closing, which is late. All right. Mm. And tomorrow, we've got the Bluegrass Adjustment, which is a bluegrass team that hailed from Kentucky and Tennessee areas. And they visit us every couple of weeks, and they're on tomorrow from 9 o'clock.
Let's hope so.
So Easter, don't forget Easter. We're going to be doing some Easter specials, Easter food, Easter festivities. And, of course, the kids will all be off school, so bring your families down on Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
All right. Just to remind you, the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, located on the corner of Curler Road and Alternate 19. That's roughly 3.5 miles north of Dunedin, just going into almost the border of Palm Harbour. So Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, behind McDonald's in the Causeway Plaza, on the way down, actually, to Honeymoon Island. So,
which is a very popular place at the moment, Honeymoon Island.
Beautiful place.
You know, and so don't forget, it's a state park. A lot of people go there. It's a nominal fee to get in. And, you know, they're just 2 miles down the road.
Absolutely.
So, well, after the beach, come and see us.
Now, we're open from 11:30 a.m. every day till very late, as Bob says. And we offer full range of food from English to American. Everything is homemade, home-produced, home-cooked. So, don't expect to be in there and out of there in 10 minutes. We have to prepare the food beforehand, but you guarantee that when you come out of there, you go, oh, my God, was that a great meal.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you're heading down to the beach or you're going to a garden party or something like that at home, drop by and have a look at the to-go list, and you can take your food with you.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah. We could do them a packed lunch, couldn't we?
Well, that's my packed lunch, actually. Not heard that expression for a while.
Now, we were doing some research on the internet to try and find out about mental issues. Now, you may wonder why I'm doing that, but, you know, I'm that kind of guy. I do all kinds of weird things.
Yeah, but we've all got a mental issue in some form.
Well, we have. So I was doing this research and came across this organisation that helps people with mental issues. And, I dialed it, and this is how it came out. Ed, can you do this for me? This is actually the actual dialing as I dialed it. Here we go. Listen to this. Unbelievable.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
What do you reckon to that?
That's absolutely amazing, though, isn't it?
Can you believe that? You know, I dialed that. What the? I was trying to get through to a psychiatrist to find out some information. Never got anywhere. But that was Ireland I was dialing, by the way.
Just was it really?
It wasn't the United States.
Actually, I was trying to just put my head around the accent. I knew it wasn't American and it wasn't English either. So it was actually an Irish.
It was an Irish, yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, right. Good. You know, we're all getting high tech, you know, when it comes to phones. But I'm just glad to see that the Republic of Ireland, I've got it really honed down there. But it annoys me when I have to call a bank or something like that and I have to keep on pressing these numbers to get through.
Hate it.
There's a way of tricking it, you know, though.
You know, if you're in England, just talking to that, you know, they tried to introduce all of these, like, touchtone operations where if you want to get through to so-and-so, you press this number. People didn't like it in the UK, and it's been abandoned. The majority of places when you dial now, you actually speak to a real human. And obviously there's a higher cost to it, but at least, you know, there's some sanity there. You know, drives me crazy. Spend 3 hours trying to get through to somebody and only to be put on a line and, you know, you're waiting there for hour after hour after hour.
I know.
Twiddling your thumbs or whatever.
There's a way around it, actually. If you actually press 0 and the hash key, or you call it the pound key, right, you actually get an operator. Yeah, most systems.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Done it.
How about this? I've got some statistics here. You cannot believe this. Somebody sent me this piece of information here, and I was absolutely amazed. Are you ready? Ed, this could apply to you as well, mate. Just, well, not necessarily to you directly, but which organization do you think these statistics belong to? Would it be NBA, NASCAR, or maybe NFL? We'll see. Listen to this lot. 36 of these people have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have been directly or indirectly bankrupt with at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot get credit due to bad credit. Can you believe that? 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 currently are defendants in lawsuits, and 84 in the last year have been arrested for drunk driving.
Well, the only thing I can think of there is that of all those sports you mentioned, the clues you gave at the beginning, we talk about bankruptcy and bad credit. I think the high thing would be NASCAR people, because I think they got to raise a lot of money just to do their sport. The brutality side I can see from the probably let's just see, the...
It's a one-hour show, Bob.
No, I'm just looking out. I think the football league would be that. I think the spousal brutal would be the basketball
league. This is not a competition. You're not going to get the right
answer. I say none of the above.
None of the above. You're absolutely right, Ed.
What's your question? What's the answer?
The 535 members of the United States Congress, the same group of idiots that crank out these hundreds of new laws each year that are designed to keep the rest of us in line. What do you reckon?
And didn't we just have one lady in the house beat up a cop because they wouldn't let her in?
I know. What about that? Eh? Yeah. What can you say?
Race card.
Crazy, 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 crazy. All right, let's go on with the next piece of music. It's the third one for today, and it's a goodie. It's the Beatles and Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs, and every head is at the pleasure to
Welcome back to the Best in British.
How are you doing today? We're live here from the Tantalk Radio Studios, and it's the Best in British as always. Great song, The Beatles' Penny Lane, backed up on the double A side with Strawberry Fields Forever on the other side of the what was it, Aaron? 45? I almost forgot what they're called.
They were 45s, and of 45s. Course the LPs were long players, and they ran at the speed of 33 and a third revolutions.
33 and a third, yeah, indeed.
And of course, Penny Lane actually is the name of a real street called Penny Lane. It's just around the corner from Abbey Road, which is where the Apple Studio is and was. And just around the corner was the other very famous thing, Strawberry Fields. But I thought you had something else to talk about with that.
No, I mean, I'm intrigued by that. I never realised that. And I'm sure if our man John is listening today, which hopefully he is, and in fact, indeed, Penny as well, then...
If you look at the LP cover of the Abbey Road, you'll see the four Beatles crossing a zebra crossing. In this country, it would be called a crosswalk, of course, but a zebra crossing, and that was Abbey Road. And just around the corner was Penny Lane.
There you go. You heard it first here, or maybe last here.
And that's where Paul McCartney met Marianne Faithfull.
Marianne Faithfull. Wow, I thought that was...
No,
was it?
It's actually Marianne Faithfull, and the other one, George was dating Patty somebody.
Hang on. Marianne Faithfull was Mick Jagger's bit, wasn't he?
At one point, yes.
Oh, right, okay. It's all getting too complicated. Yeah, confused,
George,
you will be.
George was married to Patty somebody for a while, and that Patty went on to...
Melt.
Someone else. Oh, you wit. Someone else famous. I can't think of who it is now.
So what about these laws of revocation then? What's going on?
Okay, well, as the...
Educate our audience.
As they struggle through.
If we try it anyway.
The gasoline prices in this country will be matched by petroleum prices in the UK. So by the beginning of May, we can expect to be paying $8.10 a gallon.
There is a plus side to this, of course, isn't there?
Yeah, well, of course, you're going to get a real gallon. It's an imperial gallon.
Okay, so you're getting slightly more for your money.
Well, it's 20% more, actually.
But also, what else is happening?
Well, because of the... that's a fundraising drive, basically. Yeah. It's a way of collecting taxes. And, of course, you're going to get free medical care, which Big Ed means to say I can get free teeth and a free prescription to do it.
New teeth.
And there goes the budget.
And we'll have enhanced educational values, and also we'll also have enhanced pension values, as they do in Britain.
Interestingly, Britain is one of the most successful countries in Europe currently.
Yeah. I think you read the other week, actually, that, was it, a growth of 2.5% or something, and then inflation was down to 2% or something like that, and employment was the lowest for many, many years.
Forever, I think.
Yeah. Incredible. However, I couldn't afford to live there at the moment. Not on my servant's pay.
All right, okay. Thanks for joining us today on the Best in British. Good afternoon, all our regular listeners. I hope you're enjoying yourself today, having a good day, and had a good weekend, in fact. We had a good weekend, didn't we? As I said,
it was a cracking one.
80s night on a Friday, and of course, Greg Lee and friends with Laura, my daughter, singing away on Saturday night. Great night. All right, another bit of information here. You know, when it comes to flying, we're all reassured that, you know, everything is looked after, and that the pilot knows what he's doing, and the ground crew know what they're doing as far as maintaining the aircraft. The most reliable aircraft carriers is, in fact, Qantas. And I've got some, I guess you call them tongue-in-cheek replies from the ground crew to problems that the pilots have written out, having landed their aircraft. They have to make a report out of any defects on the aircraft.
Go on, it's going to surprise me.
And the ground crew have to, obviously, look into the issue and reply. So this is some of the things that happened. Now, bear in mind, maintenance is done exactly when it should be done, and this applies to all aircraft, even though Qantas do have the best record in the air. This is the pilot. Pilot, he says on his report, left inside tyre, almost needs replacement. So the ground crew who do the maintenance said, almost replaced left inside main tyre. Meaning that obviously it doesn't need replacing yet. So it almost did. But we get funnier. Test flight okay, except auto land very rough. This is what the pilot said. Mm-hmm. The test flight okay, except the auto land was very rough. The ground crew reply by saying, auto land not installed on this aircraft.
We didn't know.
That's a bit scary.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
The pilot. Autopilots in altitude hold mode produces a 200 feet per second descent. The ground crew replied by saying they cannot reproduce this problem on the ground, which you'd expect.
You wouldn't think so.
What else we got here? The DME volume. I don't know what the DME volume is, but obviously they're headsets. It says DME volume unbelievably loud. And the ground crew reply on their report by saying DME volume set to more believable level. Basically, they turn the volume down.
I had a pilot come into the cricketers the other day, and he told me a funny one. He said, suspected cracking windshield. Suspect you're right.
There's one in. Number 3 engine missing, according to the pilot. It's a bit scary. The ground crew replied by, engine found on right wing after brief search.
Didn't take them too long, did it?
And this is probably one of the funniest, okay? This is from the pilot. Aircraft handles funny. Reply from the ground crew. Aircraft warned to straighten up, fly right and be serious. Can you believe that?
I know.
And, we'll just finish one off. It says, this is the pilot again saying, the target radar makes a funny humming noise. And the ground crew have reprogrammed the target radar with lyrics.
I know. We're just keeping on the aircraft just for one second. Yeah. This pilot who came into the pub was telling me, we're talking about flying times between Britain and this country. And it's a 9-hour flight from London to Atlanta. We've done that many times. And I was always quite surprised that when we're flying from Britain, we go over basically the very north Atlantic, almost south of the pole, and then come down the whole strip of Newfoundland.
Correct,
all the way down. And I always assumed it was just the curvature of the Earth. Right? And he said, well, it's partly right, he says, but the real reason is that when you take off from London, we go all the way up to Scotland, right? And then we cross over Iceland, we cross over Greenland, Newfoundland, and then hit the coast of, Canada and come down. He said, the reason we do that is that we try and keep land underneath us as much as possible in case we have to crash land.
John Walsh.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Hey, John Walsh. Hey, John, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
All right.
Are you just climbing out of bed, John?
Yeah, it was a rough night last night.
Aye?
I don't want to go into too much detail, because, attorneys are very expensive.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to be personal, but you sound as if you've just woken up, to be honest. Or is it just a hangover?
Well, that's what I was saying. Part of it, yeah.
Well, if you're going to do your Mancunian accent, I'm going to do a London accent, all right? So what's going on then?
Not too much. I was tuning in, listening to the show, and
what was Holly's first
fascinating stuff?
Holly, what's Frankie Hollywood? Frankie from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. What's his name? Holly
Johnson. Isn't it?
Holly Johnson. That's what I was trying to think of. Well done. Thank you.
We knew you'd know the answer.
And George Harrison was married to Patty Hayes, and she went on with Eric Clapton.
Ah, that's a good one, John.
Well done.
Patty who?
Patty Hayes.
Patty Hayes, okay. Yeah. She was a real doll. And she went on to Eric Clapton, okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one that had the child that died? Eric Clapton's son went over the balcony and died as a baby? Is that do I have the right one?
That's right.
Eric Clapton's son certainly did.
And,
yes.
There was an accident in a hotel in New York.
That's right. And then he wrote a tune dedicated to his son.
Didn't Michael Jackson try to replicate that, I believe? Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, that's harsh, isn't it?
Well, it might help his career.
We have all these little snippets of information.
It's all the sympathy you can get.
He does. You're right there.
Yeah, but no, and what was it? When Eric Clapton was with Derek and the Dominoes, the song Layla was about Eddie Hayes.
Was that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no,
you see. Obsession, because at the time she was married to George Harrison, and he was, very obsessed with her.
We're going
to
call you Trivia Man from now on, you know that?
Please do. I'm Howard.
It's Trivia Man!
Yeah, I've been called a lot worse, so that'd be much a compliment.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, so how are you guys doing?
All right, we're still here. We're alive. Yeah?
Are you having a good weekend at the cricketers, are you?
Great weekend, actually. Very busy down at, certainly when I was there, Thursday night and Friday night. Crazy night. You were down there Saturday night watching Greg, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yeah.
And we've got you coming over on Thursday at 5:30?
Absolutely. Yep. I'll be there.
And don't forget, it's Easter the next day, so we need some Easter songs. Can you do some Easter songs? I'm not sure what.
Is there any song that's got Easter in it? I'm dreaming of a chocolate Easter.
Well, that's John, being from Manchester, same as me, you remember as a kid you got all these Easter eggs? Yeah?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, you can't get them over here. I've been to Walgreens, I've been to Publix, I've been to Walmart and everything. All I'm looking for is the big, hollow milk chocolate eggs.
The big Cadbury egg.
Well, I can get Cadbury's cream eggs, but I can't get the big ones that come in the box. And yeah. I had to buy a plastic one. You know, I just wanted it for ornamentation.
Not good on his one tooth, you know what I'm saying?
No. But well, I never got them, though, Bob. You know, I didn't live in the posh neighbourhood like you.
Come on. Look, if you've got a couple of parents and you've got...
go diving into your dumping on got, Easter Monday and hoping to find some leftovers.
Listen, yeah, that one nothing. I used to live in all in ground.
Unless you're brought up in the orphanage, right, you've got a couple of folks and you've got maybe up to four grandparents, your aunties and uncles. I used to end up... I'm one of six children and I used to end up with five or six big eggs, right?
Well, I've always had two. I'm very fortunate that way.
We won't go into those details.
Oh.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got to cut you off, I'm afraid, because we've got another song to play yet. And if you want to bring it in, John Lennon and Imagine, you do it, John.
An absolute fantastic song recorded in 1974. It's John Lennon and Imagine. Have a great week.
Well, unfortunately, time has beaten us again, and John Lennon doing his thing, a great song. Don't forget, we'll be back here next Monday, same time, same place, at noon with The Best in British. Do hope from all of us that you'll have a great week, and don't forget to come and see us down at the Cricketers for a pint or maybe a pie. And so from me and the Duke, and of course a little bit from Bobby, I'd like to say from me anyway, goodbye for now.
And good evening, Great Britain.